Jenny McSteverson asks,
my GF doesn't like my friends or for me to hang out with them. How do I handle this?
Don't hang out with them at the same time.
You sneak out. Just say, I'll be back soon. I'm going to the store.
If you still want to hang out with your friends, just hang out with them, but don't let your girlfriend know.
Invite your friends over and not telling her. Just say, oh, sorry, I'm sick.
Tell your friends to make your girlfriend like your friends.
Make her friends your friends. I kind of slide past the ones that you've got.
Find a girlfriend who likes your friends.
You're going to have to choose one or the other. One's got to go.
You had your friends before you had your girlfriend, so I think it's important for you to stick with your friends.
Drop her. You cut her off instantly. If she doesn't like your friends, she doesn't like you, because your friends are a reflection of you.
Talk to her about it. Figure out what the problem is with your friends, and then just ultimately try to work it out.
Just make sure you spend some time with her. And some time with your friends. If she's just trying to cut you off from your friends, maybe you have to find another girlfriend.
At some point, you need to pick your friends over the girlfriend bros before beautiful, amazing women. That's how they say that, right?
Vanessa Hall.
How can I be a divergent?
I don't know what that is.
I really don't know, since I don't know what a divergent is. It sounds like something from The Hunger Games or Star Wars.
Be yourself, because everyone is different in their own way.
Be yourself. The most cliche statement ever, I know, but if you just give everybody 100% who you are automatically a divergent.
Be courageous, brave, and not afraid to, like, jump off of things.
Think independently. Enjoy your independent thought. But don't express it too publicly. Otherwise, you could get hurt.
You have to have 5 different skills balanced evenly. And that's kind of unlikely. So what you might want to do is just figure out, okay, which skills from each group can I best use? And then that way you can be a divergent.
No, but yeah, ask.
I took a career test that tells me I should be a teacher, but I'm not interested. What should I do?
Be a teacher. My wife's a teacher. She loves it.
Give being a teacher a try for like a few months. If it doesn't work out, then take another career test or switch jobs.
Don't become a teacher. Don't become a teacher if you really don't love explaining things, feeling frustrated, and love kids.
You should take the test again and see what you could get again.
You are allowed to be something that's not a teacher.
Those tests don't run your life, and if you don't want to be a teacher, don't be a teacher.
Choose what you want to do, because a career test is just a test, and your career is your life.
It might mean, like, you have the qualities of being a leader, or a teacher, doesn't mean he has to be in a classroom.
Here's the deal on career test. It's just to kind of let you know what your strengths are and what you might possibly enjoy doing. Now, the thing is this. If you can be a teacher, that means you have lots of skills. And here's the deal. People who teach, they can do anything.
Don't take a job as a teacher. The test, it doesn't define your whole future. It's not going to be like, this needs to be your career, otherwise imminent death. You can find another career. Just figure out what you want to do and not what a test is telling you to do.